Happy 2022, Mountain Park Church. It's good to see you, whether you're here in person or online. We're so glad you're joining us. You know, before I go, I just want to tag on to something DeAndre said. He talked about how easy it is to miss things in the moment because we're thinking about what comes next. And that struck me in my heart because I was sitting over there thinking about what am I going to say when I go on and what's going to happen instead of just worshiping the Lord. Instead of just opening myself to him. And so it was really important for me to hear that. And I just want to take a second to just pray and invite him into this time. So Lord, God, this prayer may be just for me as I just come to you and acknowledge that it's so easy for me to focus on what comes next and is it going to be done right and is it going to be good enough and all of those things and to miss in the moment that you are good enough. That you are more than enough, and that if I miss you, I miss everything that's of value. So come to you this morning, Jesus, and we, as your church, as your body, we ask for you to speak and make yourself known to us, to encourage us in our faith, to strengthen us, to convict us, to challenge us, to give us exactly what we need in this moment at this time, so that Jesus is glorified in our hearts, in our words, in our thoughts, and in our actions. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, today, this is one of our favorite services. It's our top 10 service. How many of you have been to one of our top 10 services before? Yeah, if you're familiar with them, if you've been here before, you're familiar with them, you kind of know what they're like. But maybe that's new to you. Maybe you're new to our church or you haven't been to one of the top 10 services in the past. This is a time where we sort of look back and reflect over the year by doing a top 10 list. And we sort of break it up instead of just having one person come up and share their top 10. We sort of take one top 10 list and break it up among some different people. So at this time, I'm going to invite them. If you're one of the people who's sharing today, would you come on up and have a seat behind me? And this takes a lot of courage. So why don't we give them a round of applause and welcome them. Yeah, you're good. It really does take a lot of courage for folks to come up and share, and so I'm really grateful for them. Our theme this year for our top 10 list is the top 10 things we love about Mountain Park Church. Top 10 things we love about Mountain. You can wave. Look, all of you are waving at them instead of listening to me. So everybody all at the same time, let's wave at them. Ready, wave. Hi. Okay, great. Now that's out of the way. But our theme is top 10 things we love about Mountain Park Church. And we chose that theme because in the midst of what has been a really challenging year, we think it's important to remember that God is faithful. And in Psalm 77:11, it says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. And that's what we're doing. We're talking about the top 10 things we love in Mountain Park. We're talking about the things that God has done and celebrating the way he's moved in and through Mountain Park. And we think that's so important as we continue to deal with COVID and the very real impact that COVID has on us and has on our church and has on churches all over the country. As we continue to deal with the polarization in America and the divisive topics, as we continue to search for our new lead pastor, it's important for us to remember that God has not taken a break. He's not taken a break from his role as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's not taken a break from his role as head of our church. He continues to move. We are not walking around going, oh no, what are we going to do? Or what should we do now? We know our mission. And we are continuing on our mission. And today we get to hear some ways that that's happened. So I'm excited for that. And with that, I'm going to turn over to our first person. That's Jordan.
Hi, I'm Jordan. And I am now the Children's Ministry Director here. So that's new. But you may know me formerly as the worship associate working with both the student worship team and the adult worship team. I'm so glad to be here and start us off with number 10, which is the one thing I love about Mountain Park is that we get to celebrate together. More importantly, that we get to celebrate what's going on in the lives of those that we serve alongside. I've gotten to be on the receiving end of this past year as I've gotten married in July. I actually got married to my awesome husband who works with the students here. His name is Colton. So if you haven't met him, you need to meet him. He's really cool. But we got married in July, and just before we got married, we were here preparing for our wedding, which was going to actually be out of state. So back home, where my husband's extended family is from in Kansas and close to home for me, which was in Nebraska. So beforehand, I didn't plan to have a bridal shower. I didn't plan to do anything super special before my wedding here other than invite some close friends over for a meal or whatever, and I was very stressed with that planning. Little did I know that our awesome worship pastor here, DeAndre, was actually working with the worship team to plan a bridal shower for me. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so we all just met here, the worship team. I think it was supposed to be a surprise. I did find out beforehand, but it was very cool. They all came and we got to sing together. We got to eat together. They prayed over our marriage and we were just so moved by their support, the things that they brought for us, like household appliances, things that we were just in need of, furniture for our new home. It meant so much, but even more just their support and encouragement of our marriage. The wisdom that they imparted to us on that day was just incredible, and we felt so loved and so supported. But that's not the first time I've seen that done here at Mountain Park. I started going here when I came to Phoenix for school at GCU to study Christian studies and ministry, and every year that I've been at this church, I've seen just this, which is that our people come together and we fill needs, but more importantly, we celebrate each other in all of our wins, in all of these incredible life events that we get to be a part of. We saw that this year with weddings in the church. We saw that this year with actually one of the members of our worship team having their first baby girl. And it's just been amazing and incredibly touching to be a part of a church family that does that. And that's part of the great thing about serving here at this church is that you do get to know what's happening in the lives of those that you serve alongside. And I'm just so grateful for that. The number nine thing that I love about Mountain Park is that our families serve together. So just going off of that, it's so incredible to serve here and know the people you're serving with. It's also incredible to come and serve with your family. And we give multiple opportunities to do that in our church. I got to witness this specifically with Christmas Adventure in Building Bethlehem this year. I was invited to the opportunity to plan and prepare for both of these events with the family ministry team, and it was absolutely awesome. But while I was planning that, first, let me start with this. How many of you guys have actually attended Christmas Adventure or heard of Christmas Adventure? Okay, so a couple hands. How many of you have heard of Building Bethlehem or been to Building Bethlehem, kind of know what it is? So that's the one I'm going to explain a little bit. Christmas Adventure, a lot of people come to, a lot of families attend, but Building Bethlehem comes right before it, and it's actually a serving event where families, kids, students, adults get to come together, and they build things and prepare things for the awesome event that is Christmas Adventure. And so this year I got to see not just adults who were like hammering and doing construction things that I could never do, but kids and students who got to use their skills and their gifts to serve and to make a difference in the lives of the families that would later attend Christmas Adventure. And then it didn't stop there. Actually, when we got to Christmas Adventure, there were students who were involved in the drama and they did such a great job. There were students who were leading motions for the kids and families to do during worship. There were students and young adults who ran stations outside. And just getting to see entire groups of families that came together to put on this awesome event where kids could know Jesus, where they could learn about his love and learn about his birth. It was just incredible. And so while this shocked me to see then, it all makes sense to me now because every Sunday I walk in and that's what I see. I see families serving together. I had a middle schooler who came up to me one week actually, and she serves on our student worship team, and she asked, "Is our church ran by teenagers or something?" which was a funny question. I was like, "Why do you ask?" And she said, "Well, there's students serving at the cafe, there's students serving in production, there's students on the worship team. Like, it seems like the church is kind of ran by students." And I just thought it was so awesome that even our middle schoolers could see, even our high schoolers could see that that's what our church is about, is that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can still step into the role that God has called you to. You can still step into the role and serve in our church right now. I love that our church just emphasizes that our students, our kids, our preschoolers, our young adults, they're not the church of the future. They're the church right now. They're the church of today. Yeah, that's awesome. And the Bible actually says that in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about how our church is a body and how the body has many members, and each member of the body, a hand, a foot, it does something different. It has a different gift, a different talent that it gives to this church body so that we can love others the way that Jesus has called us to love others and serve others the way that we have been called to serve. So I'm just grateful to be a part of a church that values that. And I think that's all I have to say. I could go on and on, but...
Hi, I am Meredith. I am the bookkeeper here at Mountain Park, and I also volunteer in Special Friends. This is my daughter, Reagan, and I am here to tell you the number 8 reason I love Mountain Park, and it's that we support each other during hard times. Going into the beginning of last year, my younger daughter, Riley, who was 9 at the time, was diagnosed with a rare childhood bone disease in her hip called leg calves, Perthes disease. When we first got this diagnosis, I was told that she was extra rare because she was a girl and that she was older than the average child to get this. The first doctor that we saw told me that she would not walk again until we could get her a full hip replacement. And at 9 years old, you can't do that. So they told us she would be in a wheelchair till she turned 14. I did not accept that. So I researched and researched and researched and found that not many doctors here in Arizona have ever worked with Perthes children. So we went out and we found the guy. The guy was across the country in Baltimore. And it was a very difficult decision. It was a very aggressive surgery that they did for her. She was in a contraption, if you saw her around. She was in a external fixator for over 4 months. And it was very difficult, but we did it. And we went to Baltimore for 3 weeks the first time, and then we had to go back every 6 weeks. And that brings me back to the supporting of Mountain Park Church. God absolutely placed me here to work, because if I was working anywhere else, I probably would not have a job right now. I'm a single mom to these 2 beautiful daughters. And never once did Mountain Park say, "I'm sorry, Meredith, you have to be here. You can't be with your daughter. You can't be with her while she's healing." And I am so very blessed for that. When I first started working here, I always joked that Kimberly was my security blanket. But it is so much the truth. If it wasn't for Kimberly's love and support as my boss, and Jan's as well, I don't think I could have made it through this last year. They supported me through everything. They cried with me. They cheered with me. They just said, "What do you need?" Anything I needed, they were there. So, long story short, or long story long, after 11 months, Riley is walking without crutches. And she still has a long way to go, but she's walking, and it's phenomenal. During that time as well, they took her under their wings. She always had somewhere to stay while I was gone. They got her to school. They supported her here. Always gave her somebody to talk to. So I'm just truly, truly blessed that Mountain Park just grabbed me, hugged me, and did everything that I couldn't do for myself. So with that, I want to say 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for us. And here's Reagan.
Hi, I'm Reagan. I volunteer here, and the number seven thing I love about Mountain Park is the real friendships. The community here is always so welcoming and open, and they're always like there for me. And over the summer, I went to summer camp, and I went into camp not knowing anybody. I didn't know anyone my age, so I went in pretty much alone. But while I was there, I met some amazing people who have been so kind to me and have shown me what real friendship really is. And they're always supporting me. If I need to talk to them, they're always there. And it's because of going to camp that I met them. And because of that, I volunteer here more. I'm always here now. And I'm just so grateful for all the people I've met here and thankful of the community here.
Hi, my name's Tony, and this is Kyla. I serve in the children's ministry with the 4th and 5th grade boys. And my number six thing that I love about Mountain Park is discipleship. And initially, when I was trying to come up with a topic, it was actually really difficult because, as you heard, there's so many great things about this church. But the more I thought about and prayed on it, you know, the more I knew that it was the discipleship, the fellowship, just the friendships that I've developed with the men and women in this body that we have here. You know, ultimately, they've guided me and nudged me closer to this narrow path, you know, and as a result, there's been quite a bit of peace and joy in our lives and just blessings, you know. When I first came here, I first walked into service at Mountain Park. It was Christmas service of 2016, and I was a very broken man, you know, riddled with anxiety and depression and addiction, and my marriage was falling apart. It was not a good situation, and you know, fast forward the tape a year and a half, and I continued to go through life with no faith, no direction, and ended up getting divorced, lost my family, and really just kind of gave up on my own way at that point. And then, you know, September 2018, I come back to this church, start plugging in, you know, start coming to church regularly, you know, the services, and start plugging into the different ministries and groups they have here. And that's where everything changed for me, you know. Started going to Men's Hope on Tuesday evenings. And just the men, you know, the mature Christians that I met, they just carried me pretty much. You know, they carried me and lifted me and held me accountable. And, you know, and things began to change. Things began to change really quickly. And my life is just so incredibly blessed over these last 3 years, you know. Over the last year, you know, it's been a difficult year, but, you know, I've had a great career change. You know, there's just so many doors that are opening up currently. My wife and I, we got remarried, Ashley. And that was just 2 months ago, and Jordan pretty much, you know, captivated what that's like. You know, everyone in this body just supported us and really just created a great ceremony for us. And, you know, and that then gives me just the ability to start giving back to this church, you know, that's really changed my existence. You know, I'm able to start volunteering in the kids ministry, serving with Ashley. You know, we're both with the 4th, 5th grade boys and girls. Kyla's in there, and Kyla gets to help us out. And, you know, it's just a real, it's hard to say, like, I can't say that it would have been impossible for my life to turn around if I hadn't started plugging in with Mountain Park, you know, because I've certainly come to know a God that defies the impossible, conquers the impossible on a daily basis, you know, but it was certainly very unlikely based on my history. And, you know, it's incredible to be a part of this today, and, you know, I can certainly say that Mountain Park is fulfilling Matthew 28:19, which says, make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, I'm Kyla, and my fifth favorite thing about Mountain Park is making memories, and that's because one of my biggest memories here is when I got baptized, and especially when my parents prayed over me before I got baptized, and knowing that that day I got dedicated to Jesus. And my favorite part about that day was when a lot of my friends and family came to celebrate with me. And another great memory that I have at Mountain Park is when I went to Best Week Ever, and Best Week Ever is when you're with a whole bunch of friends and group leaders for 1 week, and you watch videos of stories that were in the Bible, you play games, activities, and make a lot of new friends. And my favorite part about Best Week Ever was when we went on the water slides and we got to see Nicole in the dunk tank.
Hi, everybody. My name's Elena, and I lead the Christ-Centered Yoga Ministry here. And before I start talking, I'm quite emotional. We practiced yesterday, but this is like, oh my gosh, my heart's like racing from these stories and then just the beauty that Mountain Park is creating in all these lives. But I'm number four, and it is we share God's love in creative ways. So interesting to me, when I was asked to participate, I right away knew what I wanted to focus on. There is a lot of things about Mount Park that I love, but one that's very dear to my heart is that they actually create and cultivate a culture here that encourages us to think outside of the box and to find creative, unique ways to share God's love, to be God's love. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with Pastor Greg Battle where he'd say, think outside of the box, Elena. He goes, anything. Tell me anything you can think in your mind. And one time he told me he'd put grass across the whole entire parking lot if I had that many people come to yoga. And I'm like, really? Good idea. Maybe. We'll think about it. But Christ-centered yoga is just that. It's a very creative, unique way to reach people. Many people that come to our classes are unchurched. They've never been to church. They've lost their faith. And it's just a beautiful way to just be the be a place where people can come and feel God's presence and his love. And one thing about Mountain Park is that to do something different, like Christ-centered yoga, we've been doing it for 19 years. 19 years ago, it was not heard of. To this day, it can still be slightly controversial if people don't understand it or experience it. But to do something like stepping up to do something different and creative takes a brave church, a bold church, a church with an open heart, and a willingness to say, you know, how can we reach people? You know, what can we do different? How can we be current and present to reach one another? This year, 2021, was complete hell. Can I say that? I'm sorry. too late. I think I was supposed to say H-E double hockey sticks, and that just came out. But anyways, you guys know it has been. It was no short of a difficult year for yoga as well. We opened, we closed. When we were open, we were outside in over 100-plus degree weather, trying to find shade for the students on the roof of the grass, changed our times, and whatever we could do for you, for the people that really needed to come. And the stories, when we taught yoga and we were out there in 100-degree weather, they just kept coming of loss, of grief, of people saying, I've drugged myself here. I've lost my mom, my dad, both my parents, my siblings, my job, my business. I've lost myself. I can do nothing but come here, pour myself on the mat, and just be present to feel God's love. So we continue to stay open. And this year we had our Christmas special, which we hadn't had in 2 years. And when that was over, it was a beautiful, beautiful event. But all I kept hearing again is typically after those, it's like, thank you, see you in the new year. That was so much fun. But the stories that kept coming were, thank you for keeping open this year. I don't know what I would have done without a place to come to just feel God's love, to imagine that there can still be hope. So I left the event, not as happy as I typically am, and all I kept thinking about is, I need to do grief yoga. Now, I want you to know I've never done that, don't quite know what that would look like, but I called Greg up the very next day when we're supposed to be closed for 2 weeks, and I'm like, Greg, I think I need to do grief yoga, and he's like, I know, he's thinking, can you ever give me notice, Elena? It's always like, boom, like, but you know, God puts it on my heart, and I know when I need to do something, and Greg says, let me see what I can figure out, let me find you space. He called me a few days later and said we can do grief yoga. And now I had to figure out what that was going to look like. All I knew is I needed to open the doors because people have been grieving tremendously this year. We had over 50 people come. And let me tell you something, that's a really huge number because what they did is they showed up at a time when they didn't want to leave their doors, their homes, their houses. And we provided them this space, a new creative way to reach people exactly where they're at. And the reason I can do this is because I have a church that supports me. Greg is constantly asking, Elena, push the limits. Elena, think creatively. Elena, think of something different. Where can we go this year? And for that, I'm grateful for this church. Peace.
Hi, Happy New Year. I'm Kelly, and I've got number three, which is many but one. I'm going to start off with a question. How many of us were born abroad? Lived abroad? Okay, not from Arizona? Yeah, okay. We're a diverse bunch, right? So as I reflect on 2021, I'm not going to use the word Elena used, but Mountain Park went through some major changes. And through the transitions and the departure of our senior pastor, we had disagreements. I serve on the Board of Servant Leaders and the Senior Pastor Search Committee, and I can assure you we have very diverse opinions. And just, I think, as in any human relationships, right, with your spouse, your friends, your parents, there will be disagreements. But I think there's something that we have in common here at Mountain Park, and that's more significant than any of those differences. And that's our belief in the one and almighty God, right? And our sharing of our faith and love in Jesus, and that we can come together as a family of sisters and brothers in Christ. In Scripture, it says in John 17, 21, it's a Jesus' prayer, that my prayer for believers is that they will be one, just as you and I are one, you and me, I and you, so they will be in us and the world will believe you sent me. So let's continue this journey together as one, and so that he may be glorified, right? Amen. All right. Okay. Moving on to number two. More than just coffee. So I think you can guess where I'm going with this, right? How many of you have gone to the cafe for something? Right? It's popular. Well, I actually don't drink coffee, but I'll tell you why I love Mountain Park's cafe. It's because pretty much all of last year, almost every Sunday at 8:30 a.m., I was dropping off our 15-year-old to volunteer in the cafe. Now, why would a teenager do such a thing, right? Well, it's because she loves it. She loves, apparently, the smell of coffee. She loves the camaraderie that she's built with her co-volunteers. She loves learning and being creative and being a barista. But you know what else it means to me is that she's around great people. And no, Amber did not pay me to plug the cafe. But she's around great people because she's working side by side with great people. And there's great people coming through the lines with their smiling faces and familiar faces that she sees in, you know, week in and week out. So thank you, Mountain Park, for nurturing such an environment for a teenager to be excited and look forward to volunteering consistently instead of sleeping in, right? In Romans 12:11, it says, never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. So how will each of us serve enthusiastically in 2022? That's all I have. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sherry. I serve in the Worship Arts Ministry, and I get to talk about number one on the list. But wait, there's more. Pastor Jan asked me to share one thing for the top 10 list, but there's so many things I love about Mountain Park, I couldn't narrow it down. So I am going to share my own top 10 list, but don't worry, I'll do it quickly. Number 10, I love that as a worship team, Christ is the focal point and the center of all we do when we stand on this platform, inviting the Holy Spirit to rest upon us as one body because we know it's all about Him and only about Him. Number 9, I love that we know the power of praise and worship, that it lifts spirits up and that God inhabits in our praises, and so we don't take it for granted. Number 8, we take time to fellowship with one another, whether it's at church here or in our personal lives or meeting at a restaurant to watch a game together, we take time to fellowship together. Number seven, we celebrate each other, whether it's an engagement, a wedding, birthdays, graduating high school or college, or new additions to the family. We take joy in celebrating each other. Number 6, the Bible says in Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Never stop praying. We know the power of prayer and the hope it brings. We know that prayer changes things, which is why we take time to pray at rehearsals, before church, during church service, you know, for the congregation, for the leaders of the church, and for everybody who steps foot on the church grounds. Number 5. The sermons preached really connect with me. It feeds my soul and offers knowledge and wisdom on my journey as a Christian and in my relationship with Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Number 4 and number 3 are about investing in the children. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will never depart from it." I love that Mountain Park invests in the children and youth ministries and teaches them the meaning of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to praise with a true heart. Number 2, I love seeing how we keep God first and inviting Jesus into everything we do at Mountain Park, showing our love for Christ in what we do for Him. I see God in every volunteer and everyone who serves in God's house here at Mountain Park and on every mission around the world. And number 1, I love how welcoming we are to guests and strangers and never missing the opportunity to share the love of God with them. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 58 says, "Therefore, my brethren, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain." So may we continue to walk in His word and be that beacon He's called us to be in the house of the living God. Amen.
Thank you guys so much for sharing. Let's give them one more round of applause. You guys go ahead and have a seat. No, you can leave. Well, I hope that encouraged you as much as it encouraged me. And we want to encourage you, as we do every year, to write your own list. What's your own top 10 list as you look back on 2021? And maybe you want to use our theme, top 10 things you love Mountain Park. That'd be great. Or maybe you use your own theme, and that's fine as well. But whatever theme you choose, my challenge to you is that you focus on what God has done over the past year. Don't get distracted by everything else, but focus like a laser. And what is it? How did God show up in 2021? And let that encourage you and speak to you. And maybe you're here and that's a whole new thought for you, thinking about it that way. Or maybe you listen to these stories and you're like, "I didn't know. I didn't know that those things were going on inside of our church. I didn't know about a person who, about all the struggles, the challenges, or all the great things that were going on." That's something you haven't experienced. Or maybe you're saying, "Man, I want to hear more of that story," or "I want to have more of those stories in my own life." I have two ways for you to do that, two ways for you to hear more stories and to have more stories. Real quick, the first one is this year. Begin today. Just seek Jesus. Just start just by saying, "Jesus, I know you're there. Help me to know you." Talk to Him. Share your heart with Him. Begin to read your Bible or listen to worship music and try singing, maybe for the first time ever. Try singing and see what God does. A great way to prioritize Jesus is through our journals that Dwayne talked about earlier. These have daily scripture readings. You can plug in and read what the Bible has to say about who Jesus is, who God is, and what it means to follow him. There's questions that you can discuss with other people you know. There's prayers in here. You can pick these up today for $10 in the lobby. A great way to prioritize and seek Jesus. The second thing is get connected. Do you know how one of the themes that reoccurred up here is how many of these stories started with, I serve in a ministry somewhere, or I'm connected in a group somewhere, or I'm connected to this ministry. That church is not just a building. It's not just this gathering on Sunday. It's a community of people who are realizing their role in God's story together. And that's where we hear stories. That's where we become stories, is in that walking out our role in God's story together in community. And so next week, we're going to have this thing called Group Up. We're in our lobby. We're going to have all of our groups and our classes out there in the lobby. It's a way for you to walk around and sign up and say, hey, I want to check out this group. I want to check out and check out this class and see what it's like. And you can begin to make Mountain Park not just a place you attend, but a real home where you can go from being a face in a crowd to a name in a community. And so we encourage you to come next week and be prepared to sign up and get plugged in to a group. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to be starting a new series called Make a Friend. Jesus didn't just make disciples, which he did, but he built up a community of friends who led a movement that transformed the world. And so we want to learn from that. We want to learn from Jesus about what it means to make friends. And so we're going to start that in a couple weeks. So we want to see you next week as we kick off our journal series. And by the way, we're talking about getting connected. The whole theme for the next 18 weeks is connection. So it really is going to be our focus, connecting with Jesus, connecting with other people over the next 18 weeks. So grab one of these on your way out. And I'm going to pray. We'll sing one more song. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the good things you are doing in and through Mountain Park. We thank you for the hope that you give us. We thank you that when we remember what you have done, when we remember you, who you are, you give us strength. Those testimonies, they strengthen us to overcome the challenges in our lives. So thank you for flexing your muscles today, Jesus, and all throughout this year. We love you, and it's in your name we pray.